when he came. Throughout the remarkable history recorded in the book of Acts, there are frequent manifestations of the Holy Spirit's presence in the new church. The many manifestations of his presence by signs, wonders, and abundant church growth confirmed that he had come to abide with his disciples. The Paraclete always accompanied his church. He became the comforter advocate that helped, inspired, empowered, and guided them as he constantly abode with them. He was not only with them in their joy times, but also in their sorrows, persecutions, and tribulations. The Paraclete did not come to visit the disciples, manifest his presence on that one mighty day of glory, and then return to heaven. The manifestation of his presence did not decrease through the months and years and force his disciples to return to the old, worn-out orthodoxy of the religious emptiness of former days. The Acts of the Apostles clearly records that the Paraclete came to abide, and abide with them he did. Repeatedly he manifested his presence in his power by stretching forth his mighty arm, doing wondrous miracles. The disciples became his witnesses, first in Judea, then in Samaria, then in all the world. Together, the Paraclete and the disciples would build the foundation of that great edifice, his church, that would last forever. It would be a dynamic, powerful working together of God and his Holy Spirit-filled believers. God was going to establish a glorious church inspired, comforted, and protected by the Comforter Advocate. He comforts the miserable cripple. Day after dreary day, a miserable cripple lay on the porch of the temple. Be it hot sunshine or soaking shower, stormy winds or freezing cold, there he lay, misery personified, crippled from birth. He could only move from place to place by being carried at the goodwill of another. The crowds passed him by with no more attention than they gave to one of the sculptured depictions built into the ornate gate at the east side of the temple. Life was a disconsolate waiting without hope for any betterment in his pathetic existence. Then, one day, two men, accompanied by the ever-abiding Paraclete, passed by where he lay.
Andrakma! Andrakma!
He pitifully whined, his usual plea to all and sundry visitors that passed him by. But suddenly, his attention was aroused by the strange words and attitude these two men demonstrated. In a voice that strangely penetrated his soul like the voice of a golden trumpet, he heard one say, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Acts 3, verse 6. Suddenly, the powerful unseen hand of that amazing comforter touched his withered, twisted feet, and in an instant, mighty life power surged into his crippled body. A hand of power lifted him and set him upon his legs. His feet were made completely whole. Then, running and leaping and screaming out his joy, he rushed into the temple, witnessing to everyone there of the wonderful miracle he had received. With that first miracle of mercy, the abiding comforter, through his disciples, manifested his powerful presence. He demonstrated his consoling power and his desire to bring precious comfort to the poor, sick, and needy. This was the same work done by Jesus, his predecessor, as he walked about Israel. He comforts the prisoner. A disciple of Jesus lay chained in a dark, damp, dreary dungeon. He was bound and guarded by the rough, no-nonsense soldiers of the evil King Herod. He lay a helpless prisoner. Where, oh, where is the Paraclete now? Peter wondered. sore and suffering from a cruel scourging, he lay a victim of the implacable wrath that Herod and the Pharisees held against Jesus, his Lord. Suddenly, a light began to glow in the darkness. Shortly, that light began to take shape and formed itself into an angel of light. The ever-faithful Comforter had called forth an angel from heaven's legions to take his beloved charge out of the dungeon and out of the jaws of death. The angel broke the chains of iron as if they were paper. He snapped the iron bonds as bits of straw. He loosed Peter and led him out of the dungeon. Then, breaking the iron bars, he swung wide the gates of the prison and led Peter out into the streets. Since the Comforter came to abide forever, no iron bars of prison or heavy dungeon chains could keep him from abiding with or ministering to his charges.